Okay, so I guess the key question here is now, what about carbo, NAB, and BEV?
Yes, that study's, well, another is planned and another is ongoing. Early information may be presented on that. So that's going to be obviously something that's done.
Do we know anything about even the safety of that regimen?
I've seen some early data from another trial, and it looks to be very similar. They excluded the traditional squamous cancers and hemoptysizing patients.
How do you approach, in general, first-line chemotherapy right now in non-small cell and a non-protocol setting in your practice?
Yeah. Well, I think our number of regimens are equal efficacy. I think I individualize. If patients are diabetic, for instance, or alcoholic and have any hint of neuropathy, I don't use drugs which produce neuropathy. For instance, in that particular patient, I would consider like gemcitabine and carboplatin in that particular patient.
Would you add in BEV?
In selected cases, I would, but I wouldn't necessarily across the board. I haven't accepted bevacizumab as something we have to use in every patient first line yet. Maybe I will with a little more time, a little more seasoning of the data, but there are a lot of issues. Expense, bleeding, and the question of how much you really gain from this in all the patients. So you have to individualize that issue.
Well, you know, certainly I think people aren't not talking about giving bevacizumab to patients who could not have gone in this study. So you're going to eliminate brain mets and all the other stuff. So, but just putting that aside, what would you say is the major reason you might not use a patient who would otherwise be eligible among the reasons that you just mentioned?
Yeah, I think expense is one of them. The expense in relation to what you would gain has to be part of the formula, unless we're going to say it doesn't matter if we gain 3 weeks survival, we're going to use any medication no matter how much it costs. So the line has to be drawn here somewhere. I haven't drawn it myself specifically, but it is a major issue. I don't feel like you shouldn't use it in any patient. I just think it's, first of all, you mentioned earlier, this study was highly selected. From my calculations of it and patients that I see in my own office, probably only half the patients would even be eligible.
Absolutely. And that's the number you hear.
Yeah, so that means half aren't.
Right.
And then of that other half, there are these practical issues that you
absolutely
have to. When you work in a university and someone pays for the drug out of the pharmacy, it's a little different.
Absolutely.
So there are many other issues. If this produced 8 to 10 month median survival difference, that is a major difference. This is 2 months. Now, that doesn't mean every patient only gets 2 months, but some only get 1 month.
Sure.
And some get 4 months, like you suggested. I'm going to use it in good performance status patients who otherwise would fit the criteria. But I still think we have to be careful about this.
You know, it's interesting, this performance status thing, because that was part of the entry criteria.
It was.
Yet I think about a 60-year-old, previously healthy person who has, you know, rapidly progressive tumor that's symptomatic. Would you want to use BEV?
Well, I think it makes some sense to use it, although it wasn't studied in that setting,
right,
as you mentioned. Performance status 2 were excluded entirely.
Right.
But your point is a good point. That patient may need the drug more than someone who doesn't have such a rapidly proliferative disease.
I asked Bob Livingston on our breast cancer series recently, I said, if NAB was the same cost as paclitaxel, what would you do? He said, I would never use paclitaxel.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't like the word never, but yes, I agree overall with that.
I.e. that it's the cost.
The cost is a major
issue
when you have an alternative that's fairly similar, although perhaps slightly inferior. And again, all of these drugs, eventually the cost will fall. That's the interesting irony of this whole discussion. They all fall because they become generic, and then another competitor comes in.
Interesting.